Nun Chesem Ralph. Let me start a little bit, a few lines above where we finished yesterday. From Omar Ben Nanos, which is, do you see it? It's about asterisk, about halfway down the page.
Yeah.
Omar Ben Nanos. Ben Nanos says, now there are a few words missing here, but not so important, but I'll just read them anyway. The carbon throws him. He had two wives. One died while he was alive, one died after he's dead. So Yecholim Yorshe Rishoyna Lomar, that's where it picks up in the next line. The heirs of the first one can say to the second one, the heirs of the first one who died during the husband's lifetime can say to the heirs of the second one who outlived her husband, if you're taking the ksuva because you're owed a debt, take the debt, utzu, and then we'll take whatever's left because we get ksuvas banim dichrin, the ksuva, the Yerusha de Rabbanon, which the rabbis gave to the heirs of the deceased, the woman who predeceased her husband. Being lab, if you refuse to work it that way, anuvatem, then you have to renounce your rights to the ksuva. Anuvatem nachluk b'shav, and we must divide up evenly. Amrei Bikiva Kiva said no. B'nei Shnia, the sons of the second woman, the woman who outlived her husband, Kaftalem Yerushas Torah. They have two rights here, actually. They have the right of the ksuva, and they also are the Yorshim Daraisa, because the ones who inherit the mother who predeceased the husband, they're just inheriting the Rabbanan, not the Raisa. Whereas the Yerusha of these children is the Raisa. So, because the name Yerusha's Torah, they get the Yerusha the Raisa, the Nolim Ksuva Sima, so they get their mother's Ksuva, and they get the best of both worlds. The Chazim the Cholkin, and then divide up with their brothers as well. So they have both the Ksuva and the Yerusha. Now, what are they arguing about? Where's their machlokas? Rabbi Akiva and Ben Nanos are arguing the following. There's an extra dinar. Okay, what does the extra dinar mean? Rabbi Akiva holds that where one of them died during his lifetime and one died after his death, there is no ksuvas banim dichrin. That's what he said. The ksuvas banim dichrin is only if the mother of these boys died. Let's say both mothers. There are two mothers who predeceased. Well, one mother predeceased her husband. But if there's one mother who predeceases, another mother who outlives, one wife and another wife, I should say, one wife outlives, one wife predeceases, one wife who lives, Rabbi Akiva holds there is no ksuvas banim dichrin in that case. But it makes such a takana, then no ksuvas banim dichrin. Therefore,
so that's why according to Rabbi Akiva, the second wife gets both portions, gets the ksuva. Gets the Yerusha because there's no ksuvas banim dichrin for the first family.
Yeah, but now I wrote something on the side which you don't understand now. You're right. Let me just see if I can sort it out in my own mind. Let me read inside. Manu my b'sheshem dinar yes and echlegu. If there's a dinar above and beyond the ksuva, then there's a machlokas. Avlim ein shom dinar yeser. If there isn't a dinar above and beyond, then should be af ben nanos yoda Rabbi Akiva. Ben Nanos concedes to Rabbi Akiva. This is actually three lines below this in the Gemara. You see that Ben Nanos yode. You see Ben Nanos the next Ben Nanos somewhere. Ben Nanos yoda Akiva. Ben Nanos will give Rabbi Akiva. Bnei Ashniya. The second one's kafsalei mirushas Torah. There you got the Yerusha Daraisa, and now the Ksivas Iman, and then they get their mother's Ksuva, V'chozin, V'cholkin. And then they divide afterward. I don't know what I wrote here. One second. I understood this so well this morning. One second. Oh, boy. All right, we have... Let's figure out. Let's reconstruct it outside. Rabbi Kiva holds. Bananas. Well, let's start with Bananas. The Bananas comes from Segura. Bananas says that the heirs of the first, when one predeceased the husband, the other outlived the husband. The heirs of the first one say, if you take like a Baal Chob, you take your silver like a Baal Chob, fine. Then we'll take after you take. Okay, I think I got it now. If you take like a Baal Chob, you guys, the heirs of the wife who outlived. Let's use names. I think it'll make it easier. Yeah, Rachel and Leah. Rachel died during Yaakov's death. Leah outlived Yaakov. In fact, that's not historically true, but we know Rachel died young, right? So Rachel died before Yaakov. Leah died after Yaakov. Okay, so now Yosef and Binyamin, they come to Reuben and Shimon and say, listen, Reuben and Shimon, you want to take Leah's ksuva? Fine, take Leah's ksuva. You're Baal Yechavis. But whatever's left, we should get next because we got a Yerusha. What's our Yerusha? Yerusha is Barin Dichrin. Ksuvas Barin Dichrin is a type of Yerusha. Okay? So we come first because who actually inherited first? We did. We came first chronologically because their mother died first. But Bananas doesn't hold that distinction. Bananas holds you go by chronology. Okay? Rabbi Akiva comes along and says, no, it's not chronological. It doesn't work that way. Well, I didn't finish with Bananas. So Bananas says, Yosef bin Yamin, they come to him and say, you can take yours, fine, but then when the Greek, because Baal Chov always comes first, then we get... What? Reuben and Shimon are the heirs of Leah.
Heirs of Leah.
Yeah.
Are you actually picking the names?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. So Yosef bin Yamin come to Reuben and Shimon and say, fine, you want to take the ksuv of your mother, of your mother, Magi Alachem. Because your mother died second. I'm your mother. She died after the father, right? So therefore, it's Magi Alachem, because obviously that's a Baal Chir, but like a Baal Chov. However, whatever's left, we get first, because our Yerusha comes first. Because we inherited Rachel before you inherited Leah. If, however, you don't want to do it that way, so we have an alternate proposal. We'll split up 50-50. Forget about the Ksuva. We'll split a 50-50 as if we're both Yorshim equally in all the property in the entire state. That's what Banana says they can say. Rabbi Kiva says they can't say that. On the kind of because the Reuben and Shimon have two milas here. A, they're Balichov. B, they're also Yorshim Daraisa. These guys, Reuben and Yosef and Yamin, Daraisa, they're shut out. They have nothing. So what do they want to say? They want to have the Rabbanan or Yerusha? Mechtese. If there was nobody, if there are no competitors, if the husband had not yet died, and they had collected Yaakov had not yet died, and Rachel's kids are collected during his lifetime, that's the proper takana of Ksuvas Banim Dirchen. But if Yaakov already died, so there's nothing to talk about. They said, the real Reuben and Shimon said, we've effectively shut you out. You guys get nothing. Okay? So now that's Rabbi Kiva and Bananas is machlokas. So now Ramana says that's only machlokas where there's an extra dinar, in order to fulfill Yerusha Daraisa. But what if there is no extra dinar to fulfill Yerusha Daraisa? In other words, in that case, even Bananas would concede. Meaning, Bananas agrees. He says with that which I said that. Yosef and Binyamin can come to Reuben and Shimon and say, Reuben and Shimon, take your wife, take your mother to Skuva, but then we come next and we take a Yerusha. That's only if after that, those two steps, there'll still be a dinar left to be Mekayim, the Daraisa din of Yerusha. Where's that dinar going to go? That extra dinar?
Daraisa.
To Reuben and Shimon, right?
Yeah.
In other words, again, Bananas concedes that there must be a token capacity to fulfill Yerusha Doraisa. So Bananas concedes if there isn't a Moisar Dinar left over after Reuven and Shimon have gotten their Ksuva and Yosef and Binyamin have gotten their Ksuva, then they don't have that taina to say, first you get your ksuva, but then we get our Yerusha, and only afterwards does go back to you. Okay? So there has to be at least a moser dinar. And that's what it says, Ramona Marbisham dinar yeser nechliku. With an extra dinar, I have ancient dinar yeser, if there is no dinar yeser, and now we put in, according to all, both Korban and Bnei Moshe, we put in the words from later on, benanas. Af benanas, yoy de Rabbi Akiva, the nanas, the Greeks are here, bnei ashniya kaftalim yushas teira, they must be Yusha the Raisa, nothing ksuvas yima, so they take their mother's ksuva, and then chosim v'chokim, whatever's left over, they divide up equally. Of course, because Yosef and Binyamin are also children of Yaakov. I forgot to mention that. But they don't have a taina. We want our ksuvas banim dichrin before we get to the Yerusha Daraisa. They only have the taina if there's a token Yerusha Daraisa left to split up at the end. But if there's no such token Yerusha Daraisa, then they have no taina. Okay, so far so good? Okay, that's Rabbi Mara. Now, Amalei Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Bun, Rabbi Yosef, so Rabbi Bun said, Hachlo t'nisa pliga. That which is not mentioned, you make the machlokas. Achlo, that which is not mentioned is a machlokas. Adavile, please, you're going to make a machlokas. How do you know that this is in fact true? That Rabbi Akiva, in such a case, does not hold of Ksuvas Banim Dichrin, Yerusha's Banim Dichrin, that he says, no, the Yerusha Daraisa jumps over the Ksuvas Banim Dichrin and eliminates it. Because that's what we say Rabbi Akiva holds. Where there is a Moser Dinar, Rabbi Akiva, even if there is a Moser Dinar, Rabbi Akiva still holds that the Yerusha Daraisa Kofta, and they could split all the remaining property after the Ksuvas collected by Reuven and Shimon. But the Ksuvas Banim Dichrin of Yosef and Binyamin is eliminated. Again, Rabbi Akiva and Benaz is Machlokas Kohen Rabbi Mona, that according to Rabbi Akiva, once we have such scenario, Rachel dies, Yaakov dies, Leah dies, so then Leah, the kids get all their all Leah's ksuva, and then the rest is split up 50-50. There is no ksuvas banim dichrin. Benanas holds in that case there's still ksuvas banim dichrin as long as there's a dinar left to the Yerusha Daraisa. So first Reuven and Shimon get Leah's ksuva, then Yosef and Yamin get Rachel's entire ksuva, and then the rest they do Yerusha. That's how Rabbi Mon explained the machlokas. But he comes along, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Boon, and he says, "Mechatesi, Rabbi Akiva doesn't look so as bunny different in such a case." He doesn't say that. He doesn't. That's not the language he has. He says, "Bnei Shia Kufzalei Mushas Torah." What does that mean? So he says, "Atkalo Plisa Pliga Adav Pliga El B'Shein Shem Dinar Yeser Dinar Nechleku." The Omach Locus is if there is no extra dinar. What does it mean? There is no extra dinar. There's exactly enough for the ksuva of Leah, and enough for the ksuva of Rachel. And now we have a machlokas. That the ben nanas, the first Reuven and Shimon get their ksuva of their mother, right? And then Yosef and Binyamin get the ksuva of their mother. And everything is fine into hunky-dory. Hi, what happened to Yerusha Daraisa? Where's Yerusha Daraisa? You don't need it. The ksuva is in lieu of Yerusha Daraisa. The ksuva serves two purposes. They get the ksuva which they're getting as a result of their mother having been Leah is also considered to be their Yerusha Daraisa. So Benanas holds, even without an extra dinar, that in of itself is a kim of Yerusha Daraisa. Rabbi Akiva holds, it's not a kim of Yerusha Daraisa. Ksuva is not a Yerusha Daraisa. In that case, you can't say ksuva's banim dichrin. But even Rabbi Akiva agrees if there's a Mosar Dina that there is ksuvas banim dichrin. Because in that case you will makind Yerusha Daraisa. So now Machlokes Ramon, this by the way, I hope this sounds complicated because it is complicated. Ramon and Rabbi Yosef Rabun's Machlokes is like this. I really should use a board, but there's no board here. Ramon and Rabbi Yosef Rabun's Machlokes is as follows. Ramon holds that Rabbi Akiva and Benanas' Machlokes is where there is a Moser Dina. And Rabbi Akiva holds in that case of Rachel, Yaakov, Leah, there's no Ksuvas Banim Dichrin at all. Because Yerusha's Torah eliminates Ksuvas Banim Dichrin. What happens is, even there's a Moser Dina. So what happens is, the Reuven and Shimon get the Ksuva, and then the rest of the divide are 50-50. Yosef ben Yamin had Ksuvas Banim Dichrin, doesn't exist. Rabbi Nana holds, no, there is Ksuvas Banim Dichrin in that case. as long as there's a Moser Dina to be Mekayim in Token Yerusha Daraisa. He concedes if there is no Moser Dina to be Mekayim in Token Yerusha Daraisa, then you must eliminate Ksuvas Banim Dichrin because it can't override completely Ksuvas Yerusha Daraisa. Along comes Rabbi Yishev when he says no. Rabbi Kiva also agrees that there should always be Ksuvas Banim Dichrin if at all possible. And then there's a Moser Dina in which to do the Yerusha Daraisa, even Rabbi Akiva concedes that you do your ksuva's burning different, and then a token Yerusha Daraisa. The Omachlokas is where there is no Moser Dinar. There is no extra Dinar. So there are bananas holds, so there you don't have a token Yerusha Daraisa. No, bananas holds, what's the token Yerusha Daraisa? The ksuva itself which they receive. That suffices. Okay? So the ksuva itself which they receive, that is their Yerusha Daraisa as well. And then, since Reuven and Shimon get that ksuva first, and that's also Yerusha Daraisa. So therefore, we can go on and give the Ksuvas Bayin Dichrin to Reuven and Shimon, to Yosef and Binyamin. Excuse me. But according to Rabbi Akiva, getting a Ksuva is not the same thing as getting Yerusha. So therefore, he also will hold Ksuvas Bayin Dichrin because Rabbi Yosef Brun's whole Machlok is according to Ramon. Rabbi Mona said according to Rabbi Akiva, there is no Ksuvas Bayin Dichrin in this case, and Yosef Barabun says, according to Akiva, there is a Ksuvas Barim Dichrin in this case. But only if there's a Moser Dinar to be Mekayim Token Ksuva Daraisa, Yerusha Daraisa. So thus, the Shita attributed to Benanos by Rabbi Mona, that there is Ksuvas Barim Dichrin and Ksuva at the same time, is attributed in this case to Rabbi Akiva, according to Yosef Barabun. Those shitas switched, and it's the fringe shitas which are now differing. I don't know if that probably made it look less clear.
You don't find it until
you right.
Got
that through the wrench. Right. According to Rabbi Mana, it's Rabbi Akiva who holds there is no ksuvas bani dichrin. That's a fringe shita, right? That shita is described by Yosef Rabun. He says everybody holds there's ksuvas bani dichrin in such a case. In case of Rachel, Yaakov, Leah, so Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Mona, Rabbi Akiva is the fringe shita that he holds that there is no ksuvas bani dichrin. Even if there's a Moser Dina, there's no ksuvas bani dichrin. It was just eliminated because in such a case, we don't deal with the ksuvas bani dichrin. We only deal with Yerusha Daraisa. That shita is a fringe shita that doesn't appear in Rabbi Yosef Rabun's. Rabbi Yosef Rabun has another fringe shita, Benanas shita. Benanas shita is that even where there is no Moser Dina, you still do ksuvas Yerusha, the ksuva to Reuven and Shimon, and the ksuvas Bani Dichrin to Yosef and Binyamin. Hi, there's no Moser Dina. Where's the Yerusha Daraisa? The ksuva is like Yerusha Daraisa. That's also a fringe shita, right? So those one of them is a fringe shita, the fringe shita of Ben Rabbi Kiva. That in those circumstances, even if there's dozens of extra dinarim, is there ksuvas bani dichrin in a case of Rachel Yaakov Leah? The other fringe shita is that of Rabbi Yossi Breibun in Benanos. That even where there is absolutely no extra money, the ksuva itself fulfills Yerusha Daraisa, and therefore that's enough to be able to say Reuven Shimon get the ksuva and Yosef Binyamin get the ksuvas bani dichrin. The middle shita is common in two, but it changes names. That Rabbi Mana holds that Benanas is the one who holds that if there's a Moser Dina, you do Yerusha Daraisa. As opposed to Rabbi Kiva, according to him, holds that even if there's a Moser Dina, there's no Yerusha Daraisa. And by Rabbi Yosef Rabun, that flipped. According to Rabbi Yosef Rabun, it's Rabbi Akiva holds, as long as a Moser Dina, you do Ksuvas Banim Dichrin. And Benanas is the one who's much more lenient and says, even if there is no Moser Dina, you still do Ksuvas Banim Dichrin. Okay, so there are really three shitas here. One, two, three. Ksuvas banim, no ksuvas banim dichrin. Ksuvas banim dichrin where there is a Moser Dinar. And ksuvas banim dichrin even when there is no Moser Dinar. And Bermana holds that these are the two shitas, machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Benanos. And Rabbi Yisrael holds these are the two shitas, machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Benanos. Have I explained what I said before? Okay? So let's see inside now. If we do three lines today, it's worth it. At least we understand what we're talking about. Let's see. So, Ramana said, V'shiyesham dinar yeser nechleku. Okay? Ramana says, the machlokas is where there is an extra dinar. to do a token Yerusha Daraisa. I went back, obviously. Avlancham Yeser Dinar. There is no extra Dinar. So often, again, switching from the text below to over here. Af Benanas Yodi Rabbi Akiva. Benanas Kitzitz Rabbi Akiva. Bnei Ashniya Kapta Leim Yerusha Torah. That the Bnei Ashniya, there is no extra Dinar. Bnei Ashniya, they get the Yerusha Daraisa. And only Ksuva Zimon, and they get the Ksuva's mother. And there is no Yerusha Zimon Dinan afterwards. The rest of the Chosen Chogan, they just divide it 50-50. Like a regular Rusha. If there is no Mosa Dinar, we concede the point, and there is no Yusha Daraisa. And right, the Golan comes, Amalei Rabbi Yosef Rabun, going back, Rabbi Yosef Rabun says, Hachlot Nisa Pliga, that which is not mentions Machlokas, that Rabbi Lei Pliga. You're making the Machlokas. El B'she'en Shom Dinar Yeser Nechluku. Avad Yeser Dinar Nechluku. Avad, if there's an extra Dinar, everybody agrees that you do the Ksuva and Ksuva's Barin Durkin. They were talking about if there's an extra dinar, yeah, well, that's what we're about to say. The machlokas is when there is no extra dinar, whether the ksuva can be also served as the usual deraisa, which is what Benanas holds. Aviyeshim yeser dinar, but if there is an extra dinar, often here we go back and put a text before after Rabbi Akiva, you have the Benanas, sheilu velu chokim b'shove, but if there is that if there is an extra dinar, so even Rabbi Akiva concedes to Ben Nanos that each one of them gets the ksuva, meaning these ones get the ksuvas iman, ksuvas iman, that's Reuven Shimon, and yes, we have the ksuvas iman, the Bani Dirchin, and then they'll do the Yerusha Daraisa, or whatever token Yerusha Daraisa have to, on the extra dinar. Okay? So, basically, I think we plow through it.
Here's
this
mixed up.
Took a long time. Okay. V'achov v'mai. That'll be the praise of the G'dolim of the next generation. They were able to learn without an art scroll. Wow. Okay. V'achov v'mai. Now, the thing is like this. Let's say there is a Moser Nina, but it's owed. It's a owed to somebody. It's owed to a Ba'achov. So that already is not considered to be Moser Dinar. The Kavasa, however, on the bright side is Ba'achov Marbe. If they're owed a Dinar, then that counts too. Okay? Hechavito, what's the case? Chayesham Sarevi, I see the last of Yoivot. So if Tai the first base on Mikdash, and they had a feel it's going to go back in Yoivot, at Roy Kilim Mukzeris, you see it if it's given back already. And therefore, there is no Moser Dinar. Period. New Sugya. Hechavito, what's the case of our Mishnah? Mishnah's talking about two wives, right? It's talking about Eris and Nisuin. What's the case we're talking about here? What's going on? So it says Mara Kidesh. This is the case we're going to talk about, a wild and wacky case. Okay, this husband was a real swinging guy. Kidesh Rachel. He married Rachel. V'konas Leah, but that's only Kiddushin. Then he did Kiddushin and Chuppah on Leah. And because of V'konas Rachel, then he did the Chuppah on Rachel. Okay? Kiddushin on Rachel. Kiddushin and Nisuin on Leah. Chuppah on Rachel. Whose ksuva comes first? Who has first dibs? Good question, right? What?
Yeah. Well, when does it kick in? After
Al Daitin the Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, hold that the ksuva begins with Eirusin, Rachel Kodemus. Al Daitin Rabbi Lez Menzai, Leah Kodemus. Leah comes first. Now, the Pnei Rosh says the primary suffix is by Tosefis Ksuva. Because everybody agrees that Ksuva itself comes from Harrison. But the Tosefis and the Tanai Ksuva, that's the whole Machlokas where that begins by Nisuin, okay? So really talk about the Tosefis Ksuva, not about the Ksuva itself. So it says, I'm Omar, whoever's talking says, Av Reb Lezim Mode, no, even Reb Lezim Gitzit, that Me'achar Shechazar V'Konas Rachel, once Rachel has Chuppah, Rachel Kodemus, Igloi Milsum Afreya. It's like Brera, but not really Brera, right? Igloi Milsum Afreya comes out retroactively. Rachel comes first.
Because she had Kedusha.
Right. What's an analogous to? Echot Shalom Mechaber. It's like a person who borrowed money from his friend. Rama says, Im Echzarti Lucha, if I give you back the money, Mikana Yud Beis Chodesh, during the next 12 months, you call the Chasai I don't give back the money the next 12 months, you call the Chasai Meshubadim Lucha. Then all my property is under lien to you. So does that start after the 12 months are over or from the beginning? So it says, you'd basically if you go 12 months past and you got the money, and the properties on the lien, mikan, from the initial beginning of the loan, ulahabwa. Right? Just, it's like he asked it for an
extension.
Even though it says mikan ulahabwa, means lumafreya here. So he just asked, he asked him to freeze all collection attempts for a year. But once he makes a...
You do have such a thing as mikan ulahabwa.
I know, but that's Bavli talk, not Yerushalmi talk. Here we kind of have it means from the beginning, because look at the next line. Avol im amar lo, if he said to him, lo yinuchose mishul mecha, elo lachiyud beis chodesh, said, only one probably become mishul, but after 12 months, lo nishtaba elachiyud beis chodesh, only works after 12 months. So in essence, there's a difference between putting a freeze for 12 months, but then it works retroactively, and saying that the whole process should only begin after 12 months. So too, he wants to, this anonymous Amora wants the Taina, that with Rachel and Leah, Rachel is in a freeze. But what retroactively, from the time she does get chuppah, she really precedes Leah, because her kiddushin preceded Leah. Okay? Now the next four lines are very cryptic. Nobody knows exactly what they mean. I'm going to learn like the Or Sameach. He says, Yomish bin Asayim, in fact, for this 12 months in between, by a loan, Tifluchli Ramei Rabban, it's Machlokas Ramei Rabban, if the borrower can even make such a stipulation, they shouldn't have shibud during that time. Al Daita Rav Meir. Meir says, "Bishtar is chayva nechosim." In fact, you can make such a condition, and only as the shtar stipulates, the shibud only devolves a year later. Al Daita Rabban, according to Rabban, it's called masne machkosu batera. There's no such thing as a loan without shibud. So therefore, bakesef is chayvu. Even if you try to stipulate that the shibud should only occur a year later, in fact, the shibud begins immediately. Why? Because any loan written in a document, of course, because milvah al-peh we hold there is no shibud nechasim, but any loan written in a document, the shibud has to begin from the beginning of the period. Okay? Halacha beis. Misha nasa shtei noshim. Some is married to two wives, who mesu and they died. V'chakach mesu and then he died. So it's Rachel, Leah, and then Yaakov, right? By some of the Ksubas, I'm saying that you suddenly want to collect the Ksubas. Vejim Elekadesh, they hold Ksubas, and it's only enough to pay for the two Ksubas. Cholkin Beshovet. They divide up equally. We don't, regardless of how large the Ksubas were, they divide 50-50. Because we can't really pay the Ksubas in that case. We just divide up 50-50. There's not enough money to go around. Hayasham, because only exact. I'm not making it clearer, because it's only exact enough to pay the ksubas without Yerusha Daraisa. So what should take precedence, says the Mishnah, Yerusha Daraisa. So what's Yerusha Daraisa? 50-50. Hi, the ksubas were not balanced 50-50. One woman had a ksuba $1,000, the other ksuba $100. Too bad. We can't do the ksubas here. Since there's no extra money. No way to do Yerusha Daraisa. Right? However, it's mamish like the case we had in Ramadan, but just without that fact of one woman predeceasing the husband, right? If there was an extra dollar there, right? El no ksuba siman, these take their mother's ksuba even the $1,000. El no ksuba siman, even it's only $100, right? And then they do the Yerusha Daraisa on the extra dinner. What if the Yisraelim who had a ksuba due to them of $1,000, they said, there's $10.99. And one woman's supposed to get $1,000, and the other woman's supposed to get $100, right? So if they split it equally, each person's going to get $549.5, right? If they don't split, if there was one more dinar though, actually there was 1,100. There wasn't 1,101. That's what I meant to say, right? There's exactly 1,100, right? And one could get 100. One could get 1,000, right? But it's not enough for the Yerusha Daraisa, right? And therefore they're going to split up 550 each, right? So the guys who are going to get a ksuba of 1,000 say, you know what? We'll donate the extra dinar. Out of the goodness of our heart, we'll donate the extra dinar to the estate so that we'll be able to divide up and be mekayim that loch of ksuba, which is, of course, is to their major advantage, right? Because then they'll get 1,000 instead of 550. So they can't do that, says the Mishnah. That was kind of predictable, right? will add Yafidina Kadeshi Luksuvazina so they should get their mother Tsuva and Sharmim Lahem. Don't do it. El Sharmim Lachas and Basin, we reckon the value of the property in Basin and Basin that accordingly. Hadidi Amar Rabbi Ami Kadeshi Otam Motsi Litain Labito Bayin Yafir. Now, we have this Ksuvas Bayin Dichrin, you know, I should note this. I keep calling Ksuvas Bayin Dichrin. In the Yerushalmi, it's never called Ksuvas Bayin Dichrin. It's not mentioned by that name. And that's the Bavli name for this institution. But it's not mentioned here.
That's what the
Koranic
discussed on the
Yom HaNavah.
He used the terminology.
Ksuvas Bayin Dichrin. Right. And the Farshim used it, but not the Yerushalmi itself. So how did the Mar Rebbe Yam, but here it's mentioned. Kadesh Adam Motzi Litein Lebito V'ayin Yofa. We have the concept but our mission tells the concept of Suez Bayin Dichrin, right? Because it's talking about he was married to two women, they predeceased him, and then he died. So why are they getting Suez? They only should get Suez if they died after him, right? So it must be we find here the concept of Suez Bayin Dichrin. Right, which is that takana that the heirs of the mother should inherit her ksuva. Okay, me'at if that's the case, Rabbanan made such a nice takana, such a moving takana. Me'at if you ain't shom yaser dinar, let's keep this takana alive, even if there is no extra dinar. Rabbanan said no, that was part of the takana. B'shoashad yochel lekayim divrei, when you can sustain the words of the rabbis, ulekayim divrei, sustain the words of the Torah as well. Atmekayim divrei divrei Torah, then you sustain both their words and the words of the Torah. B'shel she'ein ad yochol kayim divrei lekayim divrei Torah, when you cannot fulfill both simultaneously, atmevato divrei, you cancel ksuvas bayin dichrin, u'mekayim divrei Torah, only go after Yerusha d'oraisa. Rabbi Yehuda Rapazi B'shel Rabbi Yisrael Chanina said, meis echon mina achim. This is an interesting case. We're paying both ksuvas bayin dichrin, right? We're going to pay both of them. Let's say there's a Moser dinner. There's not enough money to do Ksuvas Bayin Dichrin and the extra dinner. The thing is, so one of the brothers supposed to get Ksuvas Bayin Dichrin dies. He dies. After the father, of course, of Leah. And if somebody from Rachel's camp dies, so who should inherit him? Only people from Rachel's camp. Because that was the camp of Ksuva A, and then it's camp of Ksuva B. He was affiliated to Ksuva A. Says Mar, no. If he dies, one of Rachel's kids dies, all the other brothers inherit them. Both the Rachel camp's kids and the Leah's camp's kids. Why? Because that's the right, so you can't, it's true, we superimpose this funny drabana of Ksuvas Bayin Dichrin. But the right, if one of the brothers dies, all the other brothers inherit them equally. So you can't say that now Rabbanan divide up into camps of Rachel's kids and Leah's kids, and if one of Rachel's kids dies, that all the property should be distributed among Rachel's kids. Even though the money he got, the primary Yerusha he got, is because it was only a token dinner, besides, you know, the primary Yerusha he got was part of the Ksuva, nevertheless, once he dies, that money must be distributed equally among all the brothers. Okay?
The Rabbanan Dichrin that the Rabbanan originated was so that the individual brothers of Camp A will get their due portion.
Right.
So if one of those brothers dies, they should...
No, that's what we're saying. Not that way. Because we revert to Yerusha D'oraisa. Once the Ksuvas Bayin Dichrin has been paid, we revert to Yerusha D'oraisa. It doesn't continue on beyond that original distribution. So therefore, whatever went into the coffers of that dying brother will now be distributed equally among all the brothers. Not like your premise. That's exactly Mar's point. Okay?
What if he dies after the father dies, but before the inheritance is...
No, you're right. In that case, we would probably give the
Ksuva.
Right, Camp A. Right. I think. Says Amrei Mother Ravana says, oh, here it is explicitly. Amrei Loch Lachin Tzmicha, you need to say this, even not like it. Lachin Tzmicha B'Shaloch Choku. Even if they didn't yet divide up. Even if they, not like you just said. Even if they didn't yet divide up. Shalom tomer yasa kan. That's as if it says kan. Don't say it's as if he's not here. And therefore, keep it in Camp A as now revamped through the death of one of its members, right? But the Yoshenu kato, and let his group inherit him. So therefore, we say it's not the case. Right? That's a chomashma. They're not like you just said. Okay? Okay, I forgot I said that immediately afterwards. Hayasham Bechor. Now, what if there's a firstborn here? It's complicated because what's the Bechor taking a Bechor in? Because we divide everybody up into armed camps, right? So what's the Bechor going to get Bechor? At Oimer, Noitel Bechor, at Oimer Bechor, Noitel Bishnaim. Right? Mal Noitel Bishnaim. What does he get double of? Bekato. So you only get double of his group. Or Bishnaim Bechor Achim, does get double of all the brothers. Mar never answers this question. Mara's going to come back to it, but never going to answer it. Tana Rabbi Yosha. Now Rabbi Yosha divides it to ask another question. Hayesham Shtei Kitei Banos. What if there, it says, although it's not, again, Nusach is not using the Yerushalmi, but it's using the Babi. Ksuvah is Banim Dichrin. Dichrin means males. So what if they're daughters? Do we have Ksuvah's Banim Dichrin? So he says, no. Tana Rabbi Yosha, Hayesham Shtei Kitei Banos, Kulon Chokos B'Shove. There's no Ksuvah's Banim Dichrin, because it's only male sons, not daughters. Okay, another case of Talmudic discrimination against women. Hayasham Bechor. Now we go back to the Bechor issue. There's a Bechor. Atamar Bechor Netter. Just repeat itself. Atamar Bechor Netter Bishnayim. Mao Netter Bishnayim. I think it's extra. I think we could really erase it, but I didn't see it. Unfortunately, erase it. Mao Netter Bishnayim. Netter Bishnayim. Bikito is only in his group. O Bishnayim Bechol should be Bechol Ksuvos, not Bechol Ksuvosa, but Bechol Ksuvos meaning throughout all the property, both his group and the other group, and of course the world doesn't explain it.
I'm sure the Bavli addresses the same question,
no? No, that is addressed by the Bavli. Nope. I looked up. It's a completely different sugis in the Bavli. Memosai Shami Lohem. From when do we reckon for them? When do we reckon if there's a, oh, I forgot what this is going on. From when do we reckon there's a Moser Din or not? Because it's under Mishnah Shomim, it's under Chosim Beis. We reckon the value of the Beis Din. For when do we reckon the value? So, Talmidei Rabbi Mana Armin Besof. The students of Rabbi Mana said the end when they come to distribute. Rabbi Mana said, didn't you say the name of a rabbi in the name of Rabbi Mana? That even where they didn't divide up yet, it's as if they divided up. Remember the Gemara which disagreed with you. So that even if they didn't yet divide up, it's as if they divided up. So therefore, we look at everything at the moment of death. So therefore, it says here, Alma. Avo, it should be though, Alma. Alma, we should have shown him lamb. We look at it from the first moment after death, if there's a Moser Din or not. Just like, even if the guy dies, before the groups are divided up, we don't say, well, let whatever he was going to get revert to his group, but rather we say it's as if he already got it, and therefore when he dies, it's distributed even equally among all the remaining brothers from both groups. So too we say that everything is estimated at the time of death, and then we reckon the value of the property. Of course, as we said, including whatever debts are still owed or whatever debts are due. But everything is reckoned at the moment of death, whether it should be ksuvas barim dichron or not. Okay. Hayasham the chasim b'roi, if there's property which should be coming in, but has not yet come in, enokim b'muchsuk, it's not considered to be part and parcel of the property. Now, I don't know exactly how this squares with what we said before, that the chov adds and the chov is memayit. So, because here it says not that way. Here it says, Hayesham the chasim b'roi, something which is suitable to come in is not going to be part and parcel of the equation. So I think Ibn Moshe a little bit grapples that. He says it's not talking about a debt which is owed them, but rather it's talking about property which they can inherit from some live relative who might die. So right now it's not really owed to them yet, nor is it really their inheritance yet, but someday they might inherit it. So that doesn't count to make a Moser Dina. So maybe it's different from what we said before. Even though this property which has no achrayas, metalchli, ain't no klum, doesn't work. It's got to be real estate. Yan has to be real estate of the two ksuvas and yoysel shtei ksuvas dinar and a dinar more. Actually, that's an editorial comment on my part, as we shall see. But I was wondering, why should you need karka? Why should you need land? Well, let's see the Gemara first. Ramon Amar Beikoshtei Ksuvas Pligin. When Rabban and Rabbi Shimon had an argument whether metalton is enough or you need real estate. So he's saying, we'll tell you about the value of the Ksuvas themselves. Rabbi Shimon Amar Karka, Shimon says the value of the Ksuva must be prevalent. Remember, these are Ksuvas Banan Dirchen, right? Must be present in land. Rabban Amrin metalton, Rabban say metalton, but also a dinar. Bosa dinar, that dinar has to be real estate. But I'm saying, no, the ksuva has to be, can even. Rabbi Shimon says, I'm not drunk. Rabbi Shimon says that the real, that has to be real estate for the entire ksuva, of both ksuvas. Abundant say the ksuvas themselves can be metaphorically. But bosa dinar, but in any event, the extra dinar, kolabam baydish metaphorically. That everybody agrees can be metalton. So the machlokes where the ksuvas themselves have to be real estate or karka, but the extra dinar can be obviously a dinar of money. Rabbi Yisroel argues. He says, "Kama money b'shtei ksuvas shein karka." Everybody agrees the ksuvas b'nei dirchen must be land. Even Rabban agree that. My plea in both so dinar the machlokes about the extra dinar, but b'shem amir b'karka it can even be land. Well, it has to be land. Rabban amir metalton it can even be metalton. Now before we go on. You know, it's a strange machlokas, and it's not the Bavli either. Why dafka real estate? So it's an interesting, there's a sefer named the Bigdei Shesh on Baba Basra, where he quotes a Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says, it seems to hold, that there's only, you can only say Shura de Daine, which is a controversial, which we'll have by coincidence at Tzama Nuntas on base. Shura de Daine is that basin can do arbitrarily with land what they want. Was of Hefker based in Hefker. And there's the Rabbeinu Chananel holds it's only true where they're dealing with real estate, not with metalton. And the question is, why should that be? And the way I explained it there is that it seems Rabbeinu Chananel holds Hefker based in Hefker only works if we can view it as if Rabbana took hold of the land, seized it, and have power over it. And then they can give it as they see fit. So that's only really true by Karka. Because Karka, Rabbanim can assert their bailus over. By Metaflin, if Rabbanim don't take it, how can they assert bailus over and redistribute it? Right? By land, you don't actually, there's no physical possession necessary. You just assert title to it. And Rabbanim can assert title to land. Because they have authority over all land, certainly in Eretz Yisrael, Chutzlav, which belong to Jews, whatever. And so I'm thinking here it's the same thing. In order to have Tzuvas Banan Dirchen and say Hefker, it's really a takon of Hefker based in Hefker. That somebody shouldn't be getting money is getting money. So it's a machlokas. Can Rabbanan assert such a authority even in metaltalin or only in karkos? That's what I'm thinking. If the husband is still alive, so it's an obligation upon him personally to pay out the ksuvas banin dirchen. But if the husband's dead and basin is enforcing ksuvas banin dirchen, so in that case, perhaps they need the power of hefker basin hefker, and maybe that's a machlokas over here where hefker basin hefker applies only to karkos or even to metalton. Now, bismanas that we paskin, shifting gears a little bit, bismanas that we paskin that even though at the time of Gemara, the only real estate was considered nechas mishish l'machrayis, there's a takonas agoinim that since bismanas are not all Jews own real estate anymore, right? That's reality. So therefore, nowadays, we use metalton even as meshubadim. And if that's true by women's ksua, for example, they even normally say only real estate is meshubad. Bismanas that we say also out of metalklin or meshubad. Okay? So here too, the next Gemara is similar in that respect. Above is out of shamer, Rav said, but Rav Surya Nogulier is Glaven. In Surya, they used to collect minan choshes from copper, which is obviously metalklin, and that was considered to be the chosim shalishna machrayas in Syria. Uminatsuos, and also from mattresses. Now, these mattresses are very funny. Why from mattresses or mats, I should say, more properly. So it seems that this is, we're talking about ksuvas banin dirchen, and includes the dowry which she brings into the wedding. And if she brought in mats to the marriage, then she gets back the mats. It's only mats she brought in the night of the wedding, meaning stuff she actually brought in as dowry on that night. It's, in other words, it's obviously part of the dowry package. That's considered to be something which she gets back from as part of Ksuvas Banin Dirchen. salvage was brought in as a result of the marriage. Similarly, Rav Shmuel bar Nachman Yedison said, Nagu am barvaya, in Arabia, the minig is yos gevim mina boisem, they collect from the perfume, umina gemalim, and from camels. So it seems that camels were considered to be viable real property like real estate. The perfume here is talking about perfume as part of the dowry again. And the kavasah bilvamin boisem mina amona mishabosa laila. The perfume she brought in as part of her dowry to the wedding, that she gets back as part of Parsuk's point. So the two statements here. One is that in various different countries, the Chasim Sheish Lemachrayas didn't just mean real estate, but also commodities. And also, in Ksuvas Mayan Dirche, she gets back her dowry, and things which are her dowry include mats brought in because of the wedding night, and perfume brought because of the wedding night, etc. Okay, that's I think the Gemara is saying. Armelatsa the Rabbi Chuna, and Amona Rabbi Chuna, Gavi Lomina Metalthlin, they gave it to collect from Metalthlin, even though they're Meshubadim. Kaminig would claim it because that was Minig HaMokom, that Metalthlin are considered to be just as reliable as Karkos. And again, as I said, this is not the Bavli, but this is shades of the Takonas HaGoinim later on, that where Jews rely on Metalthlin, Metalthlin then becomes Nechasim Sheish Lamachrayah, it's just like real estate. Okay? Mishir Nasir Shoshnah, a man is married to three women, an idiot. Umeis, and he died. Ksuvasa shalzu mona. Now this is a very complicated case. Not halachically, but arithmetically. Shalzu mona, they had three ksuvas. One, $100. Zuma sign, bezu shloshmos. The ancient male mona, but he only left 100 bucks. Married to only three wives. He only had 100 bucks left over. He owes 600. He only has 100, right? Is that clear? That was 100, 200, 300, right? He owes 600, he owes 100. Chokos b'shavas. So divide up that 100. Each one gets a third, right? Because on 100, everybody has a lien, right? Because each one should have gotten at least 100. Hayisham a sign. What if there are 200 bucks there? So noteles shemana, the one who should get 100 bucks, noteles chamishim. Now the Gemara is actually should get 33 and a third. The Gemara is going to ask that, but in the meantime, the Gemara is going to deal with that. So she gets noteles chamishim. She gets 50. The Shomasayim Shal Shloshmos, and those who are supposed to get each 200, 300, Shlosh and Shlosh, each one they get, there's 3 times 25, which is 75. So if it was 200 bucks, so it's 50, 75, 75. Hayisham Shloshmos, if they're 300, Shomana Tos Chamishim, then the first one supposed to get 100 gets 50. Shomasayim, the one who's supposed to get 200 gets Mona gets 100. For Shal Shloshmos, Shisha gets 6 times 25, which is 150. So 50, 100, 150. And Mona's going to go through this cheshbon. The Chen Shlosh and Shitil Kis, the same as two about three people who have a common investment, 9 to Uksuvas. Pachso is Siro Ka'aka, if they lose or they gain, the Pekachin Chokin, they distribute according to that proportion. Now, somewhat else on a tangent. Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says, and this next word was such an eye-opener to me, Shuchta D'dayne. What's called in the Bavli? Shuchta D'dayne. But there's a Ran, which I quoted in the Big Day Sheish, which holds that in a case of Shuchta D'dayne, right, Dayanim don't know what to do. So the Ran says they can even take Shochad to decide what to do. Because look, there's no halacha. In the case where silly halacha cannot give bride and guidance. So they're not Dayanim anymore. They can take bribes. So I never understood, you know, so Ran is a tremendous chiddush, it's a geshmak and chiddush. But here it is! Because what is it called in the Yerushalmi? Shuchta D'dayne. Heck, let them take bribes! Since there's no din to be made, so might as well let them take bribes, right? So here it is explicitly. It's an amazing revelation. So Mamash Ran is based on this Gemara. So Shmuel Amar Shuchta D'dayne, L'shtei Shoros, what's a classic case? L'shtei Shoros Sheyotzu Asad Achas. You have two documents, two bills of sale written for the same date for the same piece of land to two different people. So there's no way Basin can ever resolve this. It's a non-resolvable case. So in that case we say Shuda the dining, right? Ezem and Shiyirtsu Basin Lachlit Machlit, and then give it to whichever one they want. That's classic case for Shuda the dining. Now Masisa Pliga Shmuel. See, that our Mishnah argues at Shmuel. Mara says, ain't chum elamana. Our mission says only 100 bucks. So they don't have discretion what to do with it. Chokos, chokos b'shove. Lo, shukta the dining at Tamarta. Why can't you say shukta the dining in our mission? Give it to whichever wife he loves the most. Why do we want to say shukta the dining over here? Says Mara Vatani, another question. Didn't we learn Hayoshim Shiyoshu Shtar Chov? Heirs who inherit a Shtar Chov. Habachor Netel Pishnaim. They inherited, the Bechor gets double. Od Yotalem Shtar. What if a Shtar, after the Bechor has the right to double, another Shtar comes out against them? A Shtar Yotalem Shtar Chov, the Shtar Chov comes out against them. Habachor Netel Pishnaim. The Bechor has to give double. Why is that? Maybe the Bechor shouldn't give double. Maybe the Bechor has rights to have double and to give single. There's no way of resolving this in halacha. Odila shuchta isamris, the dine isamris. Why say shuchta dine over there? So we have, oh no, no. So, ooh, I made a mistake. That's an answer. According to Chasam Sofer, it's an answer. The question is, why is it Bechor not a bishnai? Says Ma'odi the Shuchta the Dina Samus. That's also a form of Shuchta the Dina. In other words, there's no actual halachic rationale to say the Bechor should pay double. Why should he pay double? He's one person, the other person, one person, let us put it 50-50. That is a Shuchta the Dina. It's a logic which Dayanim imposed on the case to say, since the Bechor can get double, he also should pay double. That is a Shuchta the Dina. And so is our Mishnah. To divide up the 100 bucks in three, halacha doesn't require you to do that. That's also a shuta d'dayna. And in fact, the way the Chasam Sofer learns it, it's a big machlokas Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi in the Bavli. Rashi says that the dayanim should try and figure out an equitable solution. Rabbeinu Tam says they can just do what they want. And the Ran is really an extension of Rabbeinu Tam. They can even take Chochad, right? So the way that the Chasam Sofer is learning Agamari says, the Hav mean is that they do just what they want. So how come the Mishnah gives precise guidelines here, and by Bechor, why do we have precise guidelines? And the answer is no, because we have to try and find something which is somewhat equitable, which makes sense. And that's why here we give guidelines, despite the fact that there aren't necessarily any inherent guidelines, and also by Bechor we give guidelines as well. Okay? So that is the Shuchta the Dina. Okay? And that's what it says, Oh, he the Shuchta the Dina. One other case of Shuchta the Dina, Rabbi Yamashir Mishmuel says, Lo Shania ben Shnei Shtar Shiyot Zol Sarachas, in order to treat two documents which come out of the same field, there you have to Shuchta the Dina, Ben Shtar Echot Shiyot Zol Shtei Sodas. Okay, we're coming. Ben Shtar Echot Shiyot Zol Shtei Sodas, or one document which came out of two Sodas and you don't know which one it pertains to. So in both the cases, Eiz Men Shiyutsu based in Machlitin. Based in the sides, whatever they see more equitable, and that's what they determine to do. And that's also a case of Shuda Dina, and we will stop here. Not bad, we got a block and a half done.